Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy Poetic, and tonight we're going to have an awesome show right here on the program. I'm glad I can see right now. We're getting ready to get it on and get it on fire. But before we get started, let's cover the show as we always do right here on Hip Hop National. Lord, thank you for bringing us together once again to allow us to collect ourselves collectively as a community to express ourselves as we venture into this business of music and all the topics that impact this business of music. Lord, we ask that you bless tonight's show and bless our guests as they are chiming in and giving directions to our youth as we grow forward. In Jesus' name, amen. Tonight, guys, we're talking about why is it important to keep the buzz bubbling around your music? Well, the music industry is a forever-changing business. One day you're hot, and the next day you're not. Staying relevant is really a difficult task. One must really, you know, continuously evolve, keeping up with the changes, the trends, the fast-paced activities, while simultaneously reinventing oneself as required. Complacency is just not an option. Tonight we're going to talk about some strategies and possibly get some tips and some advice from some of our people who's chiming in, what they're doing in the marketplace. And, you know, hopefully collectively we come together to help one another. All right, but before we get started, we're going to go ahead and go do our rounds, and we're going to go ahead and get our people involved. 615-573, state your name and where you're calling in from.
This is Amika, and I'm calling in from Nashville, Tennessee.
All right, Amika. Amika, what's your thoughts for tonight's topic?
It is very, very important to keep the buzz going around music because you're absolutely right. One minute you're relevant and you're hot, and the next minute you're not. However, I know everyone's dilemma and how hard it is to keep the fight going, especially when you don't have a lot of people who support your craft or your art, should I say. But just keep the faith. Keep hope alive. Keep fighting for the choir.
I like that. Tonight, hopefully, we get from someone else on how they are poking into the industry and poking into their friends to help support that their platform and continue to spread the word as they, you know, chime into this business of music. So we're going to go to 702-406. Please state your name. Where are you calling in from?
Hello, this is Campaign, CEO of Artist Crush. I'm calling from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Campaign. Now, what's your thoughts on tonight's topic? Why is it important to keep the buzz bubbling around your music? Give me your thoughts.
Well, it's just to be obvious, if there is no buzz bubbling around your music, you're not going to get any money or get paid. If no one knows that you're out there, how are they know to listen to you to go and buy it? So you have to stay active at all times and use the tools that are readily in front of everybody, which is the internet.
Okay, hey. You already spoke of one of the things that I definitely believe in, because I believe the internet connects us all. In fact, all of us are sitting in the same room virtually over the phone tonight.
Yes, we are.
All right. Stay With Me campaign. I appreciate it. I like that name. That means you know what it is. You know what this business is about, campaign.
Yeah, yes, awesome. It is. I'm in the business of music, not the music business. I'm actually in the business of music. There's a difference.
It's funny you say that, because tonight we're definitely going to hit on that. So Stay With Me campaign, okay?
All right.
All right. 732-267, state your name, where you're calling in from.
This is Vaughn Wise calling in from Jersey on the check-in.
Vaughn Wise is on the check-in. Go ahead, Vaughn Wise.
Yeah, speaking about tonight's topic, it's important to keep a buzz around your craft. You can eat, that's one thing, and collaborate with other artists and share your genre of music throughout the world, because like you say, music is universal stuff. That's my thought so far on this topic.
Stay With Me, Vaughn Wise. We're going to get more out of you in a few minutes, definitely. Here's my boy, Raw Dog, calling all the way from Seattle. Raw Dog is music director. Raw Dog, go ahead and say hello to I Love the Audience.
Well, good evening, everybody. Yes, yes, yes. I'm up here in Washington State, sounding out for the city. I think we have a good topic this evening. And I'm glad that you picked it, Poetic. You know, sometimes I don't think much of the topics, and then sometimes I
think you're right. Oh, man, who asked you that? Okay.
And I think this is a very, very good one, because it changes from location to location on how to keep a relative buzz. And, you know, we discussed that, I guess it was just a few days ago, just you and I. And location makes a difference on the buzz that you can activate because of the circumstances, the climate, the surrounding circle of how many, you know, venues or places that will, you know, support your music. So I want to get into this because I think it's a good topic, and I think it's one that everybody needs to have a big picture of, so that success can become theirs.
All right. Guys, I want to ask you guys this. I'm going to do a little bit of housekeeping first. Okay. Hip Hop National, as you know, we are an advertising platform to allow you to advertise in front of the masses of the audience that we have acquired, which we could proudly say is well over a million right now. We ask that all of who want to support this program, just go to www.hiphopnational.com. You can simply give us a donation, and or you can simply just upload your music. That supports us enough, and it does help us get the word out there about your music. But remember, we're a business, and so are you. So knowing that in ahead of time is how we help you help us, and we help us help you. So that's how it works. Please do not advertise tonight, because it is not about your product tonight, unless you have sponsored the program or advertised on the program. It is about the topic. Why is it important to keep buzz bubbling around your music? We feel that it's a public service announcement from us, and it's a public service announcement from you, and this is how we can come together as a community to help one another and grow collectively, largely at the same time. So I just wanted to give the housekeeping rules now. Also, another thing, if you got a lot of noise going in your background, I'm going to have to mute your phone. I want you guys to be in the conversation. So if you got a lot of conversation going in your background, all I ask that you do is put your phone on mute, and that way when you're ready to talk, you can just press unmute and speak your piece, okay? So I've got everybody line open as of now, and those who are just listening in and passively listening, press the number one when you want to actively listen. That's all we ask that you do, and that way we can include you into tonight's topic. All right, I want to start off from the basic, guys. When we all start in this music of industry, in this music industry, we all start with an idea in mind. Rather, we're a producer. Rather, we are a songwriter, or whether we come together to create a project. No one knows of us as of this point. Now, my question is, you're coming from a local community. How would you effectively hit the ground and start running? I'm going to start with the ladies first. I want to see, I want to get your idea of how do you take the ground, take off, and start running. And, John, I will be coming to you in this round, so be ready. I see that you raised your hand. Go ahead, Amika. You now have the floor.
First of all, you have to be a promoter of yourself, because if you're not going to promote you, then who else will? Because we have a lot of artists out here who will get up on Facebook or some of these things that they're still on, I can't believe, Reverb Nation. But they'll get on there and advertise themselves, but no one really knows them, and they'll say they have all this product out here, but really, what have you done? And you have to create a buzz about yourself. You got to talk about yourself. You got to advertise. You have to come into forums such as this one that we're in now to get collective advice from other people who are also doing the same thing that you are doing, and you have to move around. You cannot stay in one place, stand in one place. You are always going to be in that one place. So I would say start first by promoting yourself, getting yourself out there, putting the buzz out there so other people will be putting the buzz out there. I ride down the street bumping my own self all the time, so you just have to first promote yourself. I'm going to say that.
I need some cross analytics right here. Rondo, what you think of that?
Oh, boy, you trying to pull a bus up and throw me in. Hey. Yeah, well, okay. You know, all I can say, if it works for her and it works, and that's the way that it works for her, then it works for her. Wouldn't work for me. Okay? So
it
now you
no
have my opinion. Because, you know, I'm opinionated, and I can give you a plan, but it's not that same plan.
I got you, my man. I got you.
Okay.
Yeah, and we got let's get introduced, John. John Lowe. John, welcome to the show. Give us your thoughts on pretty much what the question was just now. How do you start taking off running when you just entering into this game?
Hey, how you doing, Poet?
John Lowe, what's that? I'm doing good, man.
It's good to be on the show, man. You got a great topic. The good thing about to make it a buzz for yourself, you get out here and first you got to start in your hometown to make a good buzz about yourself and start working. And so people can see and hear your music and what you got going for yourself. And then people can see what type of person you are or what you're trying to do. And they can get a chance to see your work ethic. Me and my guys, we kind of slow down a little bit and stuff like that. But I got another game plan what I'm planning on doing, because I'm from kind of like a small town. But we got Southwest Georgia here, we got a big outdoor flea market. And so what I'm planning on doing is setting up a vendor out there, set my equipment up out there with my guys and stuff, and start promoting our music again and selling CDs. There's over 2,000 people be out there every Saturday and Sunday, so I'm going to start the buzz back right there. And like I say, because it's a great platform what I have right here to get a buzz, but, you know, got to put the work ethic out there now, so, you know, people can see who we are and hear from us and let them know that we're still working and stuff like that. But like I say,
I'm about to throw a stone in what you just said, because I'm trying to break it up a little bit, see where you were coming from. When you say you have to start off with your local base, and you got to create that local buzz. Why do you say that, John?
Well, because that's where you're going to get a lot of support at right there. I mean, that's where you need to get support from the local base, because people can see what you're doing so they can get on your team. But somebody out there may see what you're trying to do and they like what you're trying to achieve in life. So that can give them an opportunity to see what they can do to help you to get to the next level if you got some good stuff to put out there. And so that way then people can get the word of mouth out. Because they know somebody and you know somebody, then they can help you to carry your music to the next level, to other people anyway, to help you promote and stuff like that.
All right. I like that, John. Now let's go to Campaign. Campaign, what? Give us your thoughts, or you can chime off of what you heard him say. You got the floor. Campaign got us on mute. I understand.
Dabba-dabba-doo.
Campaign, you still with us? All right, we're going to move forward. Born Wise.
Yes.
Born Wise. This is Born Wise, our Campaign.
No, this is Born Wise.
Born Wise. All right, Born Wise. What do you suggest if a band is brand new, just got their song out of the they just got out the studio, they did their mixing, they did their mastering, and they're now getting ready to face the world. What do you suggest that they do in today's time to enter into this game, start getting their feet wet and start running or swimming?
Yeah, well, there's a couple options there. Like I said, like the gentleman said before, like you can start at the foundation, like your local, create that local buzz, and then you'll get your town supporter or your state supporter. Surrounding local artists or whatever, and then just start building up the ladder like that. See, I'm from the era where they used to have, like, a lot of street teams going around putting up flyers, doing that. But now, like, you know, transition to, like, you know, uploading songs on, like, SoundCloud and stuff like that on the Internet, using Facebook to network with different artists, you know, get their take on it. So, you know. And besides the Internet, like I said, just got to get out there, put that footwork in, booking shows at different venues, you know, meet the public and other artists and stuff to see what they going on, you know, pretty much, you know, get busy like that.
All right. Thank you. You know,
I'm here. This is Campaign. I am here. I apologize.
All right, Campaign, go for it. Do you want to chime in what he left off, or do you want to pick
it
up?
I'm gonna start with this right there. I'm gonna chime in on the original question, and my thing is the first thing that anybody needs to do if they're serious and for people to take you seriously, and you know, is get your ASCAP and BMI, like take care of all of that. You know, so people will take you seriously, and then you know, like when you go out there and you're getting that support, and you know, and you're out there collaborating with other artists and stuff, you know, like, you know, and using like social media and all that, you know, like if you don't take care of your business first, no one's going to take you seriously. You know, I know some individuals that are. That have so many lyrics and they're, you know, super talented, but what they're missing is nobody, they don't have any business done, you know, like then that's my biggest frustration with anybody that's starting off is do the A, there's A, B, C, D, you know, just take care of business. If you're serious, let me see, take care of your business first. That's just me chiming in.
Oh, man, I think I'm a light Campaign because Campaign, be honest with you, you're right on point. Taking care of that business, people don't realize that, you know, there is, I mean, definitely do your registrations, do your ASCAP, your BMI, your CSAC, whatever. If you don't know how to do it, consult with somebody who do. Those are the things that you definitely need to do to dot your I's and cross your T's, because that's how you get paid. Now, from there, you want to start moving forward to, you know, some kind of campaign, putting it out there, getting the word out. Boy Wise mentioned one of the things that I believe in guerrilla marketing. You know, a lot of people say, hey, flyers are old. I disagree. But in certain areas, it may not, as from what I understand, certain environments have a certain cooling point and heat point where people don't want to be outside, where it's freezing cold, and you can put all the flyers in the world out there, nobody's going to see it because nobody's outside. So that's one of the things that I've come in and what you laughing for? Why you laughing, bro?
Well, you know. I told you that. It only got 42 degrees out here, and anybody standing on the corner passing out flyers is looking like a little snowman. You know, he's packed up, he's warm. Oh, come on. Nobody's walking on the streets right now.
I have ammunition for you, so I hope you see that yellow bus out there.
Yeah, but hey, guess what? Don't let us both be getting on the yellow bus tonight. Because I got to ask you a question about your subject. Now, you're saying keeping the buzz alive, you talked about ASCAP and all of these good things. Uh-huh. Now, is this, once you've done a product, that's what you're saying do?
Is keep the buzz alive? No.
Well,
right now we're talking about creating the buzz.
Okay, but this is before the
right
product?
Right now we're talking about
the product?
No.
Or is this
the
product?
This is after you've mixed and after you've mastered and you're ready to take it to the streets. But what steps do I take from there? A lot of artists get caught up with, they start doing it, they start taking their recording to their friends, and they run out of people to listen to their craft, and it goes nowhere because they haven't put it in the marketplace. They haven't put it out there where people can hear it and buy it.
Okay.
They haven't put a campaign around it to drive traffic towards it. Very important.
Okay. Well, you know I wouldn't do it that way, right?
Oh, yeah, I know that. But don't tie up my time for a second because I want to bring in 732-987. State your name. Where are you calling in from?
How you doing? Chief Lyric from Lakewood, New Jersey.
Chief Lyric?
Yes.
Chief Lyric, welcome to Hip Hop National, man. Appreciate you calling in. Give us your take on the topic. I see that you've been there for a minute chiming in, so go ahead and give us your take.
Basically, I would say you have to utilize what you have around you. You know, you got the internet and websites and other social medias where you can meet artists. You know, I met an artist from the Caribbean. You know, I liked his music. He'll email me a beat. Then I'll email the beat back. Now I'm in the Caribbean without physically stepping in the Caribbean. Also, you know, there's a lot of – around here it's pretty much dead. In the part of New Jersey I'm from, there's no, like, open mics or anything. So I would tell artists to venture off, you know, out of your community. It's so much bigger than just your community or just New Jersey itself. You know, take that bus to New York, to Philadelphia, or to wherever you go, you know, get a whole bunch of CDs. At the same time, it's also the quantity of music, you know. Like, if you only have 500 CDs printed up, that's really nothing, you know. That's the 500 people, and I always split that number in half to half are going to like it and half are going to not. So I think the quantity and also the quality of the music has to be pretty much in top shape. And pretty much just understand your product now. You know, you got to treat your product as a business. You can't just go out there. You know, when I try to contact A&Rs, I don't call and be like, hey, I'm Chief Lyric, the rapper. You know, I represent myself as my regular self, and I say I have an artist on behalf. Because sometimes they just look at you as if, you know, you just don't know what you're doing. You're wet behind the ears and whatnot. So I would just say just take it back. You know, it's bigger than the community. Spread your wings, fly a little bit more, contact with other artists, get yourself around people that got positive energy, that actually want to do something opposed to, you know, putting you down. And pretty much try to contact record labels, you know, as well as handouts. And that's pretty much my put on it.
Well, I love your opening statement. I definitely hope you stay with us, Chief Lurk. Sound like you got something to say. I love when somebody's speaking, you know, speaking from that brain and, you know, and being able to share with among people. So I appreciate you calling in. I hope for all that's chiming in tonight that this ain't your last time chiming in.
Definitely.
That we continue to build. Continue to build. Okay. I'm gonna go to John Lowe. I know John Lowe been off in the cut. I know John said, "Man, Poetic, where you coming to me, man?" John, you got the floor.
yes, man. It's good to be back, you know, participating in the show because you learn a lot, you know. And a lot of people out there that listen to this show, this is a great place to start it for us also. About the industry, about what we do. And the guy that you just got to speaking to, he made a great point that me and my guys got our music on SoundCloud. And, you know, like I say, and I always leave a message on the people's song that follow me, stuff like that. And one guy emailed me and say, you know, he got a beat that, you know, grew up one, you know, with one of our songs. So, you know, so it's good to, you know, collaborate with people on social media and, you know, and SoundCloud and stuff like that, you know, and talk to one another and stuff like that, man. And, you know, people listen and then they get your music and email it to other people and check it out. There's one thing took place on SoundCloud that when we first got on there. This guy, they wouldn't let me know who they were. They sent me an email about certain DJs to go out and, you know, send my music out and check it out and let it get played and see what kind of feedback that I got, stuff like that. So, you know, going on SoundCloud and emailing people and talking to different artists out there is a great thing to do, so they get a buzz also.
Okay. Now, I do want to address this issue. And Raw Dog, you did bring it up, and it resonated with my spirit, to tell the truth. You said that, you know, in Washington State, that you guys are, you know, you have a lot of cold season. It's wintertime, and 9 times out of 10, you guys are not, people are not out there as far as you know, putting out flyers. Now, I'm going to go across the board, Raw Dog, and we're going to get some other people's thoughts, and then I want to see if they come to a solution of what could be done. Give us your thoughts, though. Give us your thoughts about the whole thing. You have the floor.
Well, let me say this to you. This industry and what we're talking about is like the same discussion as the chicken and the egg. Okay. Artists create a product. Okay, the public likes the product, but the artist sucks live. That takes away from the product. We ask, how do you keep the buzz alive? You know, I'm a believer of product and then show. The show can boost the product. We talk about local buzz. We talk about the debut to the public. You know, you got to realize, okay, let's go back to the scandal, the Milli Vanilli scandal.
Okay.
Great song, but it wasn't them. When you saw them live, that had done the song. So the industry has somewhat changed. The demand from the people is somewhat, you fool us once, but we're going to ask to see it so that we can then verify that this is a true entertainer. See, the one reason hip-hop the generation, when you start to look at the cost of what people are charging for their music, and you look at other genres, you realize that what has happened is that the studio has created a production that when you go see the artist, it's not as good, okay? Even though you might have local buzz, the buzz is going to come from them certifying your performance. You know, I hear what you're saying. And then at that point of putting it out there in front of the public, you can then hand out flyers, but you can autograph them. You see, something that they will remember, that performance that they saw and they appreciated.
I'm with you on that, but I'm talking about at this point in time, I'm asking you about, you said that it's kind of cold with that. And
yeah,
flyers,
but see, that's the catch. When
you
said
flyers are kind of
irrelevant. When you listen to a hip-hop production, you then go, wow, I wonder if this is a real artist or if this is a studio product.
I get that part, but me and you are not, we're not on the same topic at the moment. We're not.
Well, but see, the topic
is what I'm asking you as far as the question is concerned is you said that flyers are irrelevant to your area because it's cold, the climate. Correct.
Well, but see, okay, that's only part of the reasoning of not giving them out at this point. But you see,
but
that's where hip-hop.
Let's address this part, and then we can definitely go back to that because I see where you're going, and I do have a question on that. But I want to hatch this out, see how we could get the ideas of everybody collectively on what could be a remedy in getting the word out that you're there, because at this point in time, you're talking about lugging a van to a location. That you
I
haven't
told
been
you nothing about lugging no van.
Well, what
are
you saying?
You didn't see. Oh, wait a minute. Hold it.
Because I might not be here.
Wait a minute. You didn't ask the right question, so I can't give you the full picture. So you took it on a low point.
I haven't got there yet.
You took it on a low point. Talk about lugging in a van. No, I didn't say that. You can't downplay it. This is a game plan that works. You can't downplay it talking like that. That's wrong.
I'm not downplaying.
You just said lugging it in a van. I didn't tell you I rode like that.
I didn't say lugging in a van. I said I'm talking lugging in a band, a full course band. B-A-N-D.
Okay.
I didn't say van.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this. Okay, go ahead.
I don't think nobody heard me say van. I said band.
Van.
Listen to me. I'm saying before we get to the level of promoting a full ensemble, my question is how do we get the word out about your product that you are going to be featuring somewhere? And then also the question was in the cold climate, what is the suggestions that we could come up collectively? If we can't do it with physical flyers, could we do it with electronic flyers? But getting the word out about the product, that's what I'm talking about, because it's about why is it important to keep the buzz bubbling around the music.
Okay,
that's what we're talking about.
Okay, and I understand that. But just one person on a flyer, who is that person? The credibility would be everyone that was in that product to have their name in that flyer, like you would have Pharrell that did the beat with Niles Rogers for that new release that they put out. I mean, what I'm saying to you is I understand what you're saying, but the gentlemen that artists and what have you that buy beats and what have you, there's a platform they can ride on. Some of the beat people that produce beats have a following also. So instead of writing on, you put the put the product together and give the credits out so that that you get a multiple fan base, and then you have something to show in the product. But when you just put one artist as the lyricist and what have you, you kind of you get put into the point one, there's more behind the scenes. There's more behind the scenes. And the thing about it, that's a misrepresentation. Now, you know, if you're rolling with this producer and you happen to have him in your corner so that if you do get the popularity and the public embraces you, the next step is to see you. And they expect to see you someday if they're going to be liking what you do. So you have to be ready and present that in a wider scale as an event, as something they had to see, as the artist's chance that you get. So,
all right.
You know.
Could you hold your thoughts until we return? All right, guys.
Not it. Not a problem.
At 8:30, 9 o'clock, and 9:30, guys, I will be going to commercial. It'll be brief, and we'll be back in just a moment. It's just to let you know, this is a spot where you advertise your music, advertise what you're doing, and we also play your music, and we put advertisement around it to drive traffic back to your product, okay? So we'll be back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio, and y'all see how I get sometimes. Even the host and the co-host go at it. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. We'll be back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us. Why is it important to keep the buzz bubbling around your music? Stay with us.
It's time to play. You're ready to go. Ready to go. Radio promo right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right. Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business,
your music,
or music products, starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development,
website hosting,
internet audio presentation,
voiceovers,
professional beat production,
publicity,
radio and record promotion,
consulting,
corporate identity,
event planning and promoting,
printing, graphic design,
CD pressing
and duplication,
voice on home,
radio commercial production,
TV commercial production,
video production,
file conversion,
contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first and stay on top of the competition. HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
Hip Hop National Radio presents KO with their smash single, Cry Wolf, Cry Wolf. Photoshop. Original. Cry Wolf, Mean Girls, Photoshop, Original, all hot songs from KO. To hear more from KO, that's KAYO, visit online at KOBlowKisses.com. It's a one-stop shop to get all the hits and info from KO. KO, Cry Wolf, a hip-hop national radio exclusive.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All All right, welcome back. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight we're talking about why is it important to keep the buzz bubbling around your music. But before we get back into the topic, I want to tell you guys how to connect with us. Go to www.hiphopnational.com. That's www.hiphopnational.com. Upload your music now and let us connect with you. All right, back into the topic. I'm going to go ahead and highlight some numbers, bring in these numbers first, and then we'll get back into the topic. 732-987. State your name, where you're calling in from. All right, 732-987. Are you ready to talk? If not, just press the number one and allow you to put your hand back down. I thought you wanted to engage in the topic, so stay with us. Just
yeah, this is Chaos calling from Lakewood, New Jersey.
Chaos, how you doing, Chaos?
I'm good, man. I'm actually a friend of Born Wise. He hit me on Facebook, you know, asked me to listen in, so, you know, I'm listening in, you know, taking in the topic y'all got going on in hand.
I love Born Wise. Born Wise, if everybody would do what Born Wise do, don't get me wrong, it expands the fan base for us all collectively, and that give us more people to follow us as fans. That's you and me. It works together, largely together. So definitely, guys, if you guys are in front of your computers, go ahead and put it on your wall that you're on the air with us tonight. And get people to be a part of the program. Born Wise, he knows the program. He's been following it for quite a while, and he understands the importance of these topics that impact the industry. Thank you, Born Wise. I just wanted to say that to you, and I'll be coming to you right after I come to this next caller. 732-994. State your name, where you're calling in from.
Yeah, this is Loud Boy Kenny D calling from Lakewood, New Jersey. Another boy of Born Wise.
You said Wild Boy?
Loud Boys. Loud Boys Entertainment with Montana Way Music.
All right, Loud Boys. All right, man, you stay with us. And I'm going to be coming around to you guys, too. Man, I'm telling you, I like Born Wise on fire tonight. Well, dog, on fire tonight.
Born Wise setting it off for you, bro.
Yeah, man. I appreciate that, Born Wise. Why I got your mic open, my man? Now I know it get cold in y'all climate too. You calling out of New Jersey, right?
Yeah, calling out of New Jersey.
And what does the temperature get like in that area in y'all climate?
I mean, right now it's like 30 degrees out, 35 degrees out, something like that.
All right. Now in your area, is people out in the streets or are they pretty much now, because it's cold, is they kind of homebodies at this moment?
Yeah, we stay on the block. Don't matter what the degrees are.
Oh, okay. So will flyers work in your community, talking about grassroots marketing, would it work in your community as of right now?
Of course they would.
Oh, they would. Okay. Just wanted to know, wanted to hear from somebody else. Then we're gonna go to Born Wise, cause Born Wise, man, hey man, you doing your thing tonight? I can see it, boy, lighting up from you, man. I appreciate that. I'm talking about everybody actively listening too. I really like that. Born Wise.
Yes.
Does flyers? Do you think flyers are still relevant where you at?
Yeah, you know, to a certain degree, you know, they still are relevant and stuff. And like you said, like everything's on the social media right now. So, I mean, like either way, I promote like either way and stuff. Like I link up with other artists and stuff. I, you know, did shows with a couple of legends that's in the hip hop game and stuff like that. I network with them. We exchange numbers and stuff. I keep in contact with them through email or just, you know, texting them or, you know, find out what they got going on in the area. And a lot of my friends tonight, that's local artists themselves, just checking in, listening to the show and stuff so they get some information off of this. It's very informational and stuff. So, yeah, pretty much. like, you know, besides, like you said, you got to get out there and create that buzz. Then another thing is, like, me being an artist, I always believe, like, you know, if you create your fans or that buzz, you know, you can get out there, you know, pass out your CDs or whatever, and then you can shake some hands, and then they can kind of feel you like you're a down-to-earth kind of dude. Because, like, been doing this for a little while now, and some artists that I meet, like, the first, you know, I kind of feel them out, like, as I'm approaching them. You know, some of them are like, you know, some of them don't want to be bothered with you, or like, some of them could be down to earth, but you'll never know until, like, you get out there and start giving back to the fans, you know. That's my thought on that.
All right. Thank you, Vaughn. Well, I appreciate that. And Chief Lyric, is Flyer still relevant where you at? I mean, I guess you guys are kind of like in the same kind of hub. So I'm being a little redundant here because I see that you all from New Jersey. Do you guys collectively come together, get on the same flyer, and put those flyers out of mass campaign as a street team? Chief Lyric, you got the floor.
You can hear me, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, well, first, you know, not everyone is, you know, in the same group or together, or even, I would say, forming Voltron, you know, to do a show. But around here, the community really consists of more of a Jewish community, where our community is not what it used to be. So therefore, flyers would and wouldn't be, you know, helpful.
How about in a cold climate? In the cold climate, you think people be out there doing...
My opinion, you know, I would stop them to a place that's real populated, maybe a mall or something of that nature, where I could just probably just hand them out in front of the store, you know, or certain places if you go to open mics and things of that nature. But also the online flyers, I think, are also good. But I think either way, me personally, I think flyers help because it's your name connected with your face, and that's pretty much what I want to do. And hopefully the music and everything else will speak for itself, and people will come back and want to see Chief Lyric, you know what I'm saying, because they feel the music, hopefully.
And I'm going to tell you, Raw Dog mentioned something earlier. He said that nobody really want a flyer of just an artist tooting his own horn when there's a whole band or a whole team around them. Do you feel... as, you know, that it should be at least support the team on the flyers as well. So everybody, because if their name is on it, their credit is on it. And I kind of see where you're coming from. The name is on it, they would help put
the flyers on. I agree with it because it's the same thing. If you do a song with another artist, he's going to promote that as much as you are. So it kind of cuts half of the battle. So if you got four or five people promoting it, you know, I think it's just going to bring more energy towards you, if anything. But at the same time, if you ever saw the Ludacris behind the scenes, his bio, you know, he had Timberland make a beat for him and try to push him and try to push Ludacris, you know, career off, but nothing ever really happened because people didn't believe that Ludacris at the time was a DJ, could be an artist. So sometimes it can help you and then sometimes it can work against you, I think.
Sometimes what can really help you and I'm confused. What could really help? The flyers or the other supporter?
I think they both will help because, like I said, if there's four people or five people on the flyer, they're going to promote it just as much. So it's going to definitely bring more people to the venue.
I agree. Rodolph.
Yeah.
Did we touch notes on any of that? I just want to be clear.
Somewhat, yeah. Yes, you did, Poetic. And, the only thing that I can say is that, you know, is making money, you know, on your product. I heard where, you know, that, you know, giving away the product to your fans and what have you. Well, that's not making money. That's giving them away. How do you create that buzz? You know, there's so many different ways, but there's, you know, you're going to have to create a demand for your product, you know, and
So it's a two-headed sword here, you know. Like I said, the chicken or the egg. You know, you have the product, the flyers and what have you. Okay, that's a good way to get out there. But then, you know, just as in the days of the industry putting out rather than the independent artists, and the industry still somewhat does it, they add all of the names on that production. You know, some people don't realize the value that comes with giving credit to individuals that participated in the production. You know, certain bass players, Marcus Miller, the great George Duke, you know, Philip Upchurch, he was a guitar player, bass player. These people had certification and recognition in the industry. So those that were really, you know, into listening to a product would go towards those products because they knew that they liked the flavor of those that were in the production also. You know, it's a whole process.